wasn't giving up. And Nolan's breakthrough came, as I see it, at the end of 57, when he dared to paint pictures that were symmetrical in every direction, not only laterally symmetrical, but vertically. And from then on, Nolan had found his way too, which he pursued with less or fewer